One thing to know is when it's a really big day for deals and lots of people are flocking online trying to take advantage of urgent sales, it's also a prime day for scammers. Steve Burness, the Better Business Bureau, wants us to be aware of that. How are you, my friend? Aren't you in the Naperville area? How are you in terms of weathering that storm?
Well, it actually is north of me, thankfully, but unfortunately, the neighbors from the north really got hammered. I saw some of them firsthand this morning. Just not pleasant spending Father's Day evening in the basement, as you can imagine, not knowing what's going to happen. But those poor people, you know, Woodridge, Darien, Naperville, some of those homes really got hammered. I saw it firsthand. It's just so sad to see that.
It is. It is. And I know that that is something actually you just put out an alert about at the Better Business Bureau, that this is the time when you've got the contractors roll through the neighborhoods and there are some things to be aware of there, too. Can you address that a little bit? Because people will be seeing that.
Of course. Storm chasers like clockwork. They'll come out of the woodwork and take advantage of consumers. It happens each and every storm, and especially one of this magnitude. I witnessed it firsthand. As you know, a few years ago, we had another major storm in Naperville. Actually, my house was damaged that time, and you can imagine the amount of storm chasers that came. And what I mean by storm chasers, they're not the good ones that, you know, go chasing storms around the U.S. I'm talking about the contractors who, you know, go from, you know, different cities and come from, you know, California, Michigan, whatever it may be, into our area, posing as legitimate contractors, you know, saying they have a license, saying they're bonded, insured, when actually they're not. So I think consumers, you know, I know it's difficult because I was in those predicaments when you have something in a dire need down in your house. It's hard to find a contractor on a normal day. And you couple that with a tornado, it's even more difficult to find a contractor. So consumers go online and don't do their due diligence, they just find a contractor that may be a bad business or a complete scam. And unfortunately, they just don't do their homework on them because they want to get that hole fixed as fast as possible. And, you know, somebody knocking at your door is like sometimes, you know, makes you feel good, but it could actually be a scammer. You just don't know.
So check them out. And then what's the right deal when you term some money up front? What do you suggest to the Better Business Bureau? How much do you give a contractor up front and how much do you pay later?
First is never pay cash. I think that's a tip-off to the rip-off. But if you are going to pay, it's your third down at the beginning, third at the middle, and third at the end. And make sure you have a written contract. So many times people get a business card with a number on the back, and that's their contract. You can't hold somebody accountable to that if they're only giving you a price. So it's important as consumers to have that ironclad contract to protect you and the company. And if they say they're licensed and insured, please check them out as well. And sometimes they use fake somebody else's roofing license number, so make sure that they who they are, and check with the Better Business Bureau, but also the BBB is a referral agency. So I think, you know, a lot of times consumers don't realize you can find a company you can trust at bbb.org, and we can help you, you know, from, you know, finding somebody that you know and trust.
Now, if they come door to door, Steve, is that a tip off to the rip off, as you like to say, or are some of those guys legit?
Some are legit, because I experienced it a couple years ago. Some are legit, but it's hard to determine that, and you can't do that at the beginning. So somebody comes to your house and knocks on your door, you never want to do business with them right away because you got to do your due diligence, Anna, and you got to get two or three bids anyway. So it's best not to deal with somebody coming to your house and doing some research on. But a lot of scammers do the door-to-door, but again, there's some good companies that do door-to-door as well, so it's just checking on them, doing the research, checking with the Better Business Bureau. And if you don't find anything online, Anna, I said this all the time, many years, as you know, is not finding anything about the contractor is not necessarily a good sign either, because they can be using a fake name or started a business today or last week. So consumers feel good. Oh, I can't find anything negative about him or her, and only to realize that there is no company, and that's why you haven't heard anything about them.
Oh, geez. Then do you get referrals, or how do you get around that?
You get referrals from somebody, obviously, and go to trusted websites like the Better Business Bureau. There's other websites out there, and, you know, we're referral agents, so we can, you know, find businesses you can trust there. But actually get referrals from people you know, your insurance company, hopefully, or somebody that you know. But it's dealing, but unfortunately, all the good ones are kind of busy right now, because usually a 6-week wait anyway for a normal job from a contractor, you know, during a normal time. Then you say, like I mentioned earlier, if you couple this with a tornado, you're not going to get the good ones for any time soon. And unfortunately, that's how the scammer makes the money and makes a quick hit.
Can't tell you how many of those have hit my mom. I've told you about this in the past, like the gutter people. Right. I mean, they come through, they sweep through the neighborhoods, and oh my gosh, very convincing fellows, some of these guys. And you're right, the business card is not enough. So get the contract and check them out, Steve. All good information there. Now, one of the reasons you originally came on was to talk about the Prime Day deals and the Prime Day scams. What do you see there as people are going online to check out the deals?
Well, you mentioned earlier, you said there's a lot of other retailers doing it as well today, Walmart, Target, and Kohl's. So with so many deals out there, it means more chances for the scammers to capitalize on the buzz and trick shoppers, which usually happens on Black Friday, as you know. So what we're really seeing, Anna, this year is bewaring of phishing email scams, you know, misleading advertisement, and lookalike websites. Again, phishing email is an email you receive saying, great deal, click here. Not knowing where that actually URL is leading you. Sometimes it could be a few characters different or completely different URL, and you go to a website that has spam or malware on it, and guess what? They could put that information on your system, and then sometimes they can compromise your system, take control of it, take care of your look at your camera, see you, and they can watch your keystrokes as well. And I'm still dealing with a woman that I mentioned probably about 6 months ago on your show, who had a problem with her cable provider and stolen identity. Her legal bills is in $42,000, right, just to try to get her name back and her protection. And it's so sad to see that. You know, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when that everybody will be a victim of identity theft in some way, shape, or form. But phishing emails open up your computer to everybody. And unfortunately, so many, that's a lot of the email, a lot of the, you know, cyber crimes are committed by people going on those phishing expeditions, and you just click on those links and it opens up your computer to them. And sometimes they can, you know, hold it hostage and, you know, hold it ransomware, as you see it from major corporations that happened to recently. But it does happen to consumers, you know, where they lose their files if they don't pay the, you know, cryptocurrency or pay the ransomware. And it works well, because I've known police stations in the south suburbs, and a few years ago, Anna, that happened, and the police station ended up paying the ransomware.
When you just said that, listener who you're still helping, who paid $42,000 in legal bills, was that tech support thing that was popping up on people to say your computer's been compromised and we'll help you call this 800 number thing?
Yep. She clicked on a link, basically, what happened. And, yes, they opened up her computer to them. And, again, $42,000 later, and
oh
she still
gosh.
Didn't even get a resolution yet. So she's worried about, you know, spending all her money on legal bills to protect her name and protect her identity, but she still didn't even get to the root of the problem yet.
Well,
and it could take years, you know.
She's got you on her side, so I hope you can help her. I mean, my gosh, not that that's an easy, quick response, but even you've been a victim of identity crisis or identity theft, I should say. And so it affects everybody. That's proof.
Exactly. You can't stop it. I mean, because there's so many breaches. Think about the Equifax breach a few years ago. There was 135 million, you know, people, almost half of the U.S. population, you know, that was compromised. And when they steal your information, they don't automatically do the identity theft the next day, Anna. They may do it a year down the road, 2 years down the road. So it's important to keep your identity as safe as possible. But again, there's no foolproof way, as we all know. I mean, I'm doing everything I possibly could, and I was a victim.
Sure.
And other people have been victims that I know about. But the last round of the unemployment scams, they're increasing. We've seen a recent release from them saying they're alarmed by the numbers. It's just amazing how many people have been victim of the unemployment scam. And it's people I may hear from that I haven't seen in a while, but none of them have ever been victims of identity theft. This is like they're all a brand new breed for these scammers. So I don't know where they're getting this information. And as you know, we are a mutual friend, Andrea Darlis. Mm-hmm. You know, she was a victim as well, and all of her friends and her as her employer got it as well. So they kind of hit. You know, there's several WGN employees that called me at the same time. So it's kind of, I don't know how they're getting this information, but it seems to get it in clusters. If friends or coworkers and, you know, companies are getting hit, it's in the billions of dollars across the U.S. It's not just an Illinois problem, as you know.
Steve, you're saying, I mean, because we keep hearing unemployment claims are down, but you're saying the scam part of it is still very much alive. Because you're right, it's been going in waves. We've heard of waves of our listeners saying, oh my gosh, I got hit now. And then it seemed to quiet down for a little bit, but you're seeing it again.
We're seeing it again, and they issued a warning the other day as well, another warning saying it's getting bad again. So telling consumers to be vigilant and watch what you're doing and be careful of anybody stealing your identity and be careful of those letters that come in the mail telling you just don't throw them out, because it looks like junk mail, because they could be the state telling you that somebody's filing an unemployment claim in your name. Mm-hmm. If you see a scam, as you know, Anna, please report it to the Better Business Bureau, because the only way to put scams out of business is not to give them your business. There's not enough law enforcement, police, lawyers, judges in the world to protect you from a scam. If you see a scam, report it, especially if you don't fall for it as well.
Yeah, that's a good thing to remember. The other thing that I think in terms of Prime Day, one thing to watch out for when I look at all of the things that you list here, fake Prime memberships, there's fake coupons, there's fake Amazon websites. There's this kind of urgency around these sale days like Cyber Monday and Black Friday that you got to go now and you got to move immediately or else you're going to miss the deal. And I think that's exactly when it's easy to click on one of these links or use a fake coupon or do something that otherwise you might not if you had a little time or if you weren't, you know.
Exactly. Scammers always capitalize on the buzz and trick shoppers. And we see that a lot, like you said, Black Friday, any type of hype. And right now you got other retailers joining it, you know, Walmart, Target, and Kohl's are doing their own sales today. So that urgency, you got to, you know, limited supply, you got to get it while it's hot. And that's what the scammer does. They don't want you to think about it. They don't want you to check it out with the Better Business Bureau. They don't want you to do anything except give them your credit card number right away. Otherwise, you'll miss the deal. And that's what happens, Anna, is that, you know, Amazon's not going to call you and tell you something's wrong with your account, but you need your account number and your password. It's just amazing how many people are doing that imposter-type scams where they call you up saying your package has been misdelivered or your package has been damaged. We need some information from you. And they just want access to your account, and they want to change things around and steal information from you and hopefully steal your credit card information as well. And it happens too often, as we know, Anna, and it doesn't need to happen. Consumers just need to become more educated and report scams when you see them.
Why don't insurance companies handle home repairs like they do auto repairs? It's a question from a listener. Why?
That's a good problem. I'm still, with my insurance company, I'm still having difficulties 2 years ago. So it's insurance companies are different for autos and different for homes as well. And I had a lot of friends, you know, problems with their insurance companies. It's never easy. I think the contracts and the policies always favor the insurance companies. You know, they always protect them as to get out of it in some way. Again, almost 2 years into it, I'm still fighting my insurance company. The storm happened 2 years ago. So it's important for consumers to make sure the insurance company, you talk with your, especially in the storms, your insurance company is your best friend right now. Call him or her and let them know and try to work with them as fast as possible and get somebody out to review your claim as well. But it's difficult for homes, and it's always been that way. And I don't know the answer to that question. I wish I had the answer because I wouldn't have a problem 2 years later myself.
BBB.org is where you need to go. Steve's got you covered.
BBB.org? Exactly.
Thanks, Steve. Enjoy your afternoon.
My pleasure.
Talk to you later.
You too.